Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Current Events. I am your host, Devin Carney. We're going to jump right into the tornado outbreak that has claimed the lives of 25 people in Mississippi and Alabama. Some towns have essentially been wiped off the face of the map following a devastating tornado outbreak. One of the hardest hit communities is Rolling Fork, Mississippi, where it looks as though a bomb was dropped, tearing homes from their foundations and leveling other structures. You can see a clear path of where the tornado traveled, and according to the National Weather Service, this tornado has received a preliminary rating of EF4 due to the amount of damage that has been done to the community. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves issued a state of emergency, with President Joe Biden quickly activating federal resources to respond to the disaster area. A federal emergency management team is en route to the devastated area to aid in recovery efforts as well. The very same weather system that caused these tornadoes traveled over central Georgia today, pummeling the area with heavy rains and severe weather, causing a dam to fail on Head Creek in Spalding County, Georgia. This prompted evacuations and flash flood emergencies to the affected area. Emergency manager Jacob Trujillo reported at approximately 11:46 a.m. on March 27th that the dam had failed and evacuations had already been prompted in the warned area. The Philadelphia Water Department has identified a latex chemical spill in Otter Creek, which is near the Delaware River. That spill could potentially lead to unsafe drinking water conditions into March 28th, the City of Philadelphia reported. Currently, there are no advisories in place, and city officials urge residents in the affected area to collect as much water as possible to avoid running out in the event that the plant that services much of Philadelphia has to delay operations. The city has continued to urge citizens that the water is safe and that it is only being done out of an abundance of caution. Officials also report that the water is safe to bathe and wash dishes in. Please stay tuned to the show's Instagram page for additional updates. Finally, I truly hate to have to report on these events, but a private Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee is the epicenter of another mass shooting that has claimed the lives of 3 children and 3 adults. The female gunman was killed while exchanging gunfire with the officers who responded to the scene. The motive of this shooting remains unknown, and due to this being an active situation, information will continue to flow overnight. This marks the United States' 130th mass shooting, according to the Gun Safety Archive. You all for listening this week. Episode 49 will be up tomorrow evening. This week, we are going to cover the catastrophic impact of Hurricane Ian. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Until then, this has been Destination Disaster.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.